Good morning. I'm wondering this morning, how many of us knew what we wanted to do the rest of our lives when we were 16? Jordan Gaines did.
I went to Homewood Flossmoor High School, and I was just making cakes in my culinary arts class, and I was really, really good at it. I came home, and I told my mom, I want to open a bakery.
And she did, and she got really good at it.
When I really finally realized that it was a business, when I was turning down, you know, going out with friends and doing things that normal teenagers were doing because, you know, I have commitments and I have contracts with people. And I got asked to make a cake for Chaka Khan when I was 19 years old. And I'm like, okay, now this is a business.
A few other Chicago celebs and many more non-celebrities became big fans of her Jordy cakes.
I can make a cake look like anything you could think of. It's like making edible art.
And then she really got her stride with cake in a jar.
And that's like layers of cake and frosting in a mason jar.
And Jordy jars, as her product is known, were a big hit.
I've been in O'Hare. I've been in the Hyatt Regency. A lot of different locations in Chicago. We ship nationwide.
12 years in business, and then the pandemic hit. Customers went away, and on top of that struggle, she and her husband were raising a family.
I have a 7-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
And all of a sudden, they were locked down, homeschooling, and
each of us have gotten COVID at least one time.
So, trying to pivot again, Jordan has begun converting pop machines into cake-in-a-jar vending machines.
I'm in talks with different areas to put more vending machines. You know, I want to talk to the water tower and go back to O'Hare and give them another deal with these vending machines. But how do I pick up the pieces and grow my business if I'm playing catch up?
So now, rather than give up and join the hundreds of thousands of other businesses that closed for good, Jordan is asking her fans to help her get caught up. You can buy online at jordyjars.com. I've got my eyes on a red velvet Oreo brownie. And she has started a GoFundMe. Just search Jordy Cakes and you'll find her story. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.